G'day, this is Nurky with the Conspiracy Hour at nettalkradio.co.uk, Saturdays 8 to 9 PM GMT, for the show for April the 15th, 2006, also simultaneously podcasted at abovetopsecret.com in the podcasting section of the forums. And I'm your host, Nurky, the token crazy Australian, coming to you from the anus of the world, Melbourne, Australia. Well, the Conspiracy Hour is the show where I try to bring you the best of the weird world at large, and try to show to you that the world's been taken over by the Illuminati, and the conspiracies behind a global takeover of the Illuminati and the secret societies known as the Freemasons, Opus Dei, and the Knights Templar, and many other secret societies that want to control the world, and bring about a microchip population of slave sheeple, policed by a world army, and oppressed by a world bank and economy, and governed by a world government. This is the Conspiracy Hour, and I am your host, Nurky. Each week I have a segment of the show titled The Totalitarian Tiptoe, which is dealing specifically with the small steps of the inevitable encroachment on the freedoms, civil liberties and rights of the people of the world by the small few that want to control it, i.e. the Bilderberger Group, the Trilateral Commission, the American government, the United Nations, and any reactions to these, using a problem-reaction-solution formula to explain how these ideas of global fascist dictatorship are being brought about. In the Totalitarian Tiptoe, I show you that the totalitarian regime that wants to control the world isn't able to do it instantly. They need to use small steps to make their ideas more easily acceptable by the people of the world. They can't just bring out a fascist dictatorship and have people accept it. They need to bring out small steps so that people accept the previous steps, and the next one is not so much of a culture shock when it comes into the rest of the world. So after this ad break, I'll be going into the Totalitarian Tiptoe segment of the show, so stay tuned for that. And just in case you're wondering, any links that I talk about in the show and other information that I post for the radio show for the week will be posted at blog.myspace.com/nurky. That's N-R-K-Y. And yes, MySpace is an awful place to have a blog. However, it is the most efficient system currently, and some of the other bloggers don't exactly do the job. So I'm stuck with MySpace for now. That website is blog.myspace.com/nurky. For all the links that I refer to in the rest of this show.
Because people have got to know whether or not their presidents are crooks.
Good question. I appreciate you asking that question.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
That Iraq no longer had weapons of mass destruction to pose a threat to the United States of America.
From my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon.
The top portion of the building has collapsed down to the streets below.
The events of our times are indeed confusing and often shrouded in the mystery of deception. Over the past 3 years, AboveTopSecret.com has grown to be the Internet's most popular and reliable source of answers on conspiracy theories, political scandals, secret government projects, and other alternative topics. With over 43,000 members and more than 1.6 million posts, those answers are just a click away. And now a new addition to the many features of our community, member podcasts. These are so easy to create, even George Bush can do it. And that's without the help of Dick Cheney. Any member can simply upload an MP3 file and have it immediately appear in our feed. A quick look at the feed finds members like Agent Smith and his rather interesting introduction.
I'll start telling you a few things about myself. We'll start with my bad points. I'm pretty arrogant. Most of you have probably noticed this. I can get quite excitable, and I believe most of that probably stems from the fact that I tend to drink too much.
And there's Magic with his theories on information warfare.
Information warfare uses information as a weapon of war. A modern derivative of classic psychological warfare, it has evolved into a distinct discipline which focuses on the flow of information, communication, and the systems used to facilitate them.
And also the interview with someone who claims he can call UFOs at will.
Is that me? I said, no, I didn't say that, man. I said that UFOs were going to start appearing, and at one point in this thing, a spaceship is going to descend up over Las Vegas for everybody to see, you know, I mean.
And certainly not to be missed, One member has actually taught his PlayStation 2 to talk.
I am saying that there is a conspiracy to divide your thoughts into at least two groups which are polarized against each other.
The motto of AboveTopSecret.com is Deny Ignorance, and it signifies our aspiration to embrace all topics in the spirit of collaborative discussion and learning. To find our podcast, just search Above Top Secret on iTunes or visit podcast.abovetopsecret.com.
Problem. A small global elite wish to control the world. Reaction. Horror. Outrage. Disgust and anger. Solution. You get informed. You get ready for the totalitarian tiptoe with Nerky.
G'day, I'm your host, Nerky, the token crazy Australian, coming to you from the anus of the world, Melbourne, Australia, with The Conspiracy Hour. Broadcasted at nettalkradio.co.uk, 8 to 9pm, Saturdays, GMT, and also simultaneously podcasted at abovetopsecret.com. This is the segment of the show I like to call The Totalitarian Tiptoe, which is where I try to show the listeners how the world is slowly being taken over by a small few that want to control us and enslave us in a microchip population governed by a world government, oppressed by a world bank and economy, and policed by a world army. A lot of my sources come from official news articles, such as CNN.com, theheraldsun.com.au, and pages like that. But I take a spin on what their spin and their propaganda is saying, and I try to show you how it's being used by the Illuminati to provide disinformation and misguide the rest of the people in the world into thinking that what they do in reaction to what happens in the news article is actually important and isn't predetermined by the Illuminati, using a problem-reaction-solution formula, as I will show you in the next few articles. Well, the first article that I found for this week's Totalitarian Tiptoe is titled Whistleblower Reveals Extent of AT&T Spying Role, and comes courtesy of alternet.org. And just as a side note, every article that I refer to in this show is posted at my blog at blog.myspace.com/nerky. The opening paragraphs of this article, which is dated April the 10th, 2006, state that last week new accounts describing in detail the role that telecommunications giant AT&T has played in providing the government with warrantless information gathered on average citizens. Former technician Mark Klein has come out in support of the Electronic Frontier Foundation's lawsuit, which is summed up by the EFF here. Quote, "The evidence that we are filing supports our claim that AT&T is diverting internet traffic into the hands of the NSA wholesale in violation of federal wiretapping laws and the Fourth Amendment," said EFF staff attorney Kevin Bankston. "More than just threatening individuals' privacy, AT&T's apparent choice to give the government secret, direct access to millions of ordinary Americans' internet communications is a threat to the Constitution itself. We are asking the court to put us now that the American government is engaging in illegal wiretapping and that they are getting corporations to work with them in getting easier access to all our digital communications. This would be achieved through working with the lobbyist groups that pay money to the different parliamentarians or congressmen and support the different parties in the political system in America and the rest of the world, and coming to an agreement with the lobbyists. And it would also be done through illegal methods of not even asking the corporations to give this over, and using the Echelon system to hack into the digital communications and use the filter for words to look for terrorists so that they can say that people are going to be terrorists and for other security issues. Well, the reaction to the complaints about the government illegally wiretapping the people of the world, or more specifically the people of America, but it will lead to the wiretapping of the people of the world, The reaction to this is part of the Illuminati's problem-reaction-solution formula to bring about a world government and a fascist regime that controls us. How is this possible, you say? Because if people rebel against a fascist government, then what's going to come out of it will be completely humanistic and anti-fascist. Well, unfortunately, that's not the case. The solution to a rebelling against a fascist American dictatorship and illegal actions by the government is that eventually the other nations of the world will get sick of America doing this and will support the rebels in America starting a new civil war and will form a United Nations to make sure that the rebels don't have any actual loss of life when starting a civil war and a new revolution in America, because they might fear the new America that'll come out of the revolution. And this will be used to squash either the current regime of the American government from destroying the rest of the world, or from the idealisms of the new post-Second Civil War in America of a new revolution in reaction to the fascism. The United Nations would be there to stop the idealisms of that new regime in America coming out to the rest of the world and a revolution happening in every country in the Western world because they're sick of fascist regimes. So either way, you're screwed. Now, the next article is on the other side of the world, in Britain, and is titled, More Britons Have DNA Held by Police Than Rest of World, and comes courtesy of news.independent.co.uk, with the opening paragraphs stating that it was published on 14th of April 2006, and that police in Britain hold vastly more DNA samples than any other country in the Western world, and many are from people who have never committed a crime. More than 3 million samples have been added to the national DNA database, more than 5% of the population, with new figures showing just 1% of Americans have their genetic information on record, and an average of 0.3% in other EU countries. Ministers were last night accused of attempting to build a national DNA database by stealth. The last Tory government established the database, the first in the world, when Michael Howard was Home Secretary, but the principle has been enthusiastically pursued by Labour. Well, the destruction of civil liberties and privacy by the British government is no different from the destruction of privacy by illegal wiretapping of the American government. A reaction to the fascist regime of Britain would be to start a civil war and have a revolution, and that can help bring about a new United Nations that squashes national sovereignty and can become a world government that doesn't allow any other nation to control their own people, because the United Nations would be scared of new rebellions coming about from fascist regimes in Western countries. Now, the next article for the Totalitarian Tiptoe segment of this show for April the 15th, 2006, comes courtesy of rawstory.com and is titled MSNBC Report on US Military Secrets on Sale in Afghanistan Mentions New Torture Photos, and is dated April the 14th, 2006, with the opening paragraphs stating that some of the information from flash memory drives containing secret Pentagon intelligence information that was being sold in Afghan bazaar, which was first reported on by the Los Angeles Times, has come into the possession of MSNBC reporters, and the data contains new photographs of individuals who appear to have been tortured and killed. This angle of the story was first caught by a diarist at Daily Kos, or Daily KOS. This week, an NBC News reporter, using a hidden camera, visited the bazaar and bought a half dozen of the memory drives the size of a thumb known as flash drives. On them, NBC News found highly sensitive military information, some of which NBC will not reveal. Some of the data would be valuable to the enemy, including names and personal information for dozens of Department of Defense interrogators, documents on an interrogation support cell and interrogation methods, and IDs and photos of United States troops. Well, I would like to state that there is no information that is leaked from the intelligence community in America and the fascist regimes that want to control the world, also known as Israel and the United Nations, and Britain for some extent. No information is leaked from them without a purpose. There is no such thing as an accidental leak of information from the intelligence communities of the Western world that have multi-billion dollar expenses on keeping their network secure. There is no such thing as an information leak that is not done on purpose. They purposefully want these names and the IDs to be released to the public so that the United Nations can have an excuse to squash down on the transference of data and information between its nation states and its member nation countries. An so-called accidental leak of information by the US intelligence services is just another excuse for the fascist regimes to have a security crackdown on any information going in and out of America. It is a precursor to more illegal wiretapping and more in the way of privacy destruction and the Echelon computer system being brought out into the public so that they can filter through all our information and find who is a so-called domestic terrorist. We don't have any freedoms anymore if you live in America, because everything is being monitored by Big Brother. Next, we'll have telescreens where you can't even buy flash drives that have secure intelligence, because you will be watched by the telescreens 24/7, and anything you do will be reported by Big Brother and sent to the police, and they will come and arrest you just for even considering not looking at the telescreens, because you are a slave. Now, the next article for the Totalitarian Tiptoe segment of this show for April 15th, 2006 comes courtesy of news.bbc.co.uk, the extreme Illuminati propaganda website. And this article is titled Rumsfeld Resignation Calls Grow. And it is in relation to calls for Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense in America, to resign from his position and his commission. Well, there is a reason that the BBC would be showing this website, and it is because they are being controlled by the Illuminati that want to see the reaction to the fascist regime in America coming about. And the opening paragraphs in this article state that pressure is growing on United States Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, with more retired generals calling for him to resign over the Iraq War. The White House has said that it is happy with the way Mr. Rumsfeld is handling his job and the situation in Iraq. But the backing comes as the number of retired generals calling for him to be replaced has risen to 6. It is being described as a rebellion led by those who knew Mr. Rumsfeld's handling of the war from the inside. The two most recent retired generals to voice their unease about Mr. Rumsfeld's handling of the war are Major General John Riggs and Major General Charles H. Swanick, Jr., both of the Army. In a radio interview, General Riggs, a former division commander, said it was time for Mr. Rumsfeld to go because he fostered an atmosphere of arrogance among the Pentagon's top civilian leadership. Well, it's no surprise that this is happening, because anyone with two brain cells can see that Donald Rumsfeld severely fucked up in the preemptive strikes in Iraq and the continuing occupation of the Iraqi towns in using a precursor of so-called civil war in Iraq, which is actually being done by the terrorists that are doing, or the rebels that are doing the so-called civil unrest in Iraq, are working for the Illuminati and the CIA so that America has an excuse to stay in Iraq. And now, along similar lines, we see another article, courtesy of bbc.co.uk, titled US in Warning to Defiant Iran, and has more of Condoleezza Rice talking about Iran and its defiance of the non-nuclear proliferation treaties in stopping them producing weapons-grade uranium for the possibility of producing nuclear weapons to attack America and Israel, because their puppet dictator in Iran has been stating that he wants to see Israel destroyed, which is a great precursor for America to go in and squash the living crap out of them and control some more Middle East resources and oil. And on another side note, America is protecting Israel, and Israel controls the United Nations and the Americas. But unfortunately, Israel is not in charge. It is the Illuminati that is doing it, and the international bankers, also known as the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, and the Committee of 300. Well, the opening paragraphs for this article state that the US has warned Iran that it must face the consequences of its defiance over its nuclear program. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said the UN Security Council would have to look at options to compel Iran to, quote, obey the international system. The international system of be nice to America and Israel. Iran says that it has succeeded in enriching uranium. The visiting head of the UN nuclear watchdog failed to convince it to freeze its nuclear program. Yeah, probably because America sold the uranium-enriching tools to Iran. China is now sending an envoy to Tehran to try to help resolve the crisis. Oh yeah, China's getting into it too now. China's assistant foreign minister, Kui Tiankai, is due in Tehran for talks on Friday. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman... Okay, this is really bad grammar. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman, China was worried about the way the situation was developing, and the visit was aimed at facilitating dialogue among the parties concerned. Mohammed El-Baradei, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, who visited Tehran on Thursday, said both sides had agreed to continue an intensive dialogue over the next few weeks. Yeah, both sides have agreed to continue an intensive dialogue over the next few weeks because they were working in cohorts all along, and this is exactly what they planned. The Iran leaders and the United Nations Security Council, China, and America are all controlled by the Illuminati. If you think that they're independent organizations working for their own interests, well, then you need to open your eyes and take a look into why the United Nations was formed and how it will eventually gain more power and become the world government, the fascist regime that David Icke has been talking about for decades. Now, the next article for the Totalitarian Tiptoe segment of this show for April the 15th, 2006, yet again comes courtesy of bbc.co.uk and is titled Italian Poll Result Set to Stand, and is dated April 14th, 2006, with the opening paragraphs stating that Romano Prodi looks set to be confirmed as the winner of Italy's general election after the number of contested ballots was drastically lowered. The Interior Ministry said it had made an error, and only 5,000 votes were being checked instead of about 80,000. However, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has told supporters in Rome he is carrying on and will resist. Our correspondent says even if all the contested ballots went to Mr. Berlusconi, the final result would not change. Mr. Berlusconi, who heads a centre-right-wing coalition, has called for a review of votes, claiming there had been irregularities. Well, it's a Western so-called democratic voting system where we get to choose from selected candidates by the Illuminati. So the end result doesn't really matter, and the Illuminati likes to say, oh, it doesn't matter, it's only a small discrepancy, stop worrying about it, let's just stop the counting and George Bush is the winner. Oh, you mean that's happening in other Western nations in the world now? How interesting. Coincidence? Probably. But is it really? It is usually controlled by the Illuminati, and we are supposed to be believing that it is a coincidence, when in fact, it is not. Now, the next article comes courtesy of yet another Illuminati disinformation entity, known as Reuters.co.uk, and is titled, US Blocks United Nations Draft Pressing Israel to End Attacks. The opening paragraphs state that the United Nations on Thursday blocked a UN Security... the United States on Thursday blocked a UN Security Council statement drafted by Arab nations and aimed at putting pressure on Israel to stop military strikes on Palestinian targets. United States Ambassador John Bolton, who is also a neocon and working for the Illuminati, said the draft, even after 3 days of intense negotiations, quote, was disproportionately critical of Israel and unfairly so and needly so. But Palestinian UN observer Riyad Mansour accused Washington of shielding and protecting Israeli activities and aggression against the Palestinian people. Yes, of course they are, because they're controlled by the people that run Israel. It was obvious that many of their concerns were accommodated, but yet they kept coming back, and coming back for additional things. It was obvious they did not want the Security Council to have a position, Mansour said. Washington does not have formal veto power when it comes to council statements, but it was nonetheless able to block the draft single-handedly because council rules require that statements be unanimous, supported by all 15 of its members. Yeah, of course, Israel controls America, so of course they're going to vote against anything that says Israel is doing something wrong. Israel is destroying the Palestinian nation, and they are an illegal occupation living in the Arab world. Jerusalem is a multicultural town. Palestine is a multicultural nation. Israel despises anyone who is not Jewish, and anyone who is able to actually get citizenship is treated as a lower class citizen and is put into crappy housing, given a crappy job, and piss all in the way of welfare. Now, the next article for Totalitarian Tiptoe segment of the show for April 15th, 2006, comes courtesy of sfgate.com and is titled, Military Recruiters Confronted by Crowd Leave Campus Job Fair, Anti-War Protesters at University Block Doors to Building. And it is dated April the 12th, 2006, with the opening paragraphs stating that four military recruiters hastily fled a job fair Tuesday morning at UC Santa Cruz after a raucous crowd of student protesters blocked an entrance to the building where the Army and National Guard had set up information tables. Members of Students Against War, who organized the counter-recruiting protest, loudly chanted, "Don't come back! Don't come back!" as the recruiters left the Hilltop campus, escorted by several university police officers. The situation had degraded to the point where there was a possibility of injury to either a student or law enforcement officer. "We certainly didn't want that to happen," said Captain Will Griffin, one of the Army recruiters. University officials had been aware for weeks that Students Against War planned a protest to prevent military personnel from participating in the school's biannual job fair held for students. Well, unfortunately, the anti-war protests and anti-war movement in America are part of the problem-reaction-solution formula planned by the Illuminati to bring about the United Nations and a world government that squashes national sovereignty. In having rebels in America starting a new civil war to stop having national war, will still fall victim to class war and economic oppression by the elite that rule the world. They will just think that they are part of an anti-war movement and that they are liberating America into a new golden era of enlightenment and anti-war living. Well, unfortunately, that's exactly what the Illuminati and the other secret societies want to happen. They want us to squash our national sovereignty and give it away to a world government that will make sure that none of us engage in world wars ever again, and that no country invades another. Now, the last article for the Totalitarian Tiptoe segment of the show for April 15th, 2006, comes courtesy of thewashingtonpost.com, and is titled, Web Users Urge to Help Chinese Censors. And as a precursive note, Google, Yahoo, Cisco, Microsoft, and a few other major American corporations working in communications and IT were told off by, I think it was the American government, in having a really poor record of privacy and giving away security information of political dissent in China to the Chinese government. Now, they're expecting the Chinese people to do it for the Chinese government and not having American citizens do it. The opening paragraphs for this website, dated April 13th, 2006, state that China's official Internet Industry Association is calling on its members to help the government suppress material deemed subversive or immoral. Hooray for fascist communist dictatorships. Unhealthy information online has harmed Chinese children and threatens social stability, the Internet Society of China said in a statement. The five-year-old group is the government-sanctioned association for Internet service providers and Chinese websites. No freedom of speech. We should run our business in a civilized way, said the statement issued Wednesday and reported by the government's Xinhua news agency. We should not produce, disseminate, and spread information that harms state security, social stability, and information that violates laws and regulations and social morality. Well, Has anybody else noticed that America is not doing anything about this? Unfortunately, even if they don't do anything about this, the Chinese fascist dictatorship will end up controlling the rest of the world and we will have our totalitarian regime. But if America does react to it, the reaction to America attacking China will be a United Nations that brings about a totalitarian regime that squashes national sovereignty. So either way, with China, we're fucked. Well, this ends the Totalitarian Tiptoes segment of this show, The Conspiracy Hour, for April the 15th, 2006. Stay tuned for the rest of the show, where I'll be playing some AboveTopSecret.com member podcasts that have been neglected in the show for the past couple of weeks, so they're going to take up about half of this week's show, because there are some rather good podcasts that have been in there, and I haven't been playing much of them lately. So stay tuned for that, and I am Nurki with The Conspiracy Hour at nettalkradio.co.uk, also simultaneously podcasted at AboveTopSecret.com. Stay tuned.
The world is in the grip of a psychotic mass murderer. He is responsible for the deaths of untold millions of men, women, and children. His power is exercised through a network of secret societies, and it reaches into the very highest levels of governments all over the world. Examine the evidence. Draw your own conclusions. Peer into darkness with Derek Gilbert and Sharon Gilbert on PID Radio. www.pidradio.com.
Dude, let's make a promo.
About what? That we're a talk show for geeks?
We talk about anime, too.
Well, that's true. We do news and reviews.
And gadgets and toys, too.
And guests! We have kick-ass guests!
We're not geek radio. We're a talk radio for geeks! Yeah!
OtakuGeneration.net. Catch us every Wednesday for news, reviews, and so much more for the otaku inside you.
Wait, did you say Greek radio? Geeks. That makes more sense.
今日は最高だよ。
おはよう、イギリス。
Natsuko and Peter here from JapanesePod101.com, a Japanese language podcast that brings you
Japan on Demand.
Learn Japanese about Japan
and about Japanese culture
with free daily 10 to 15 minute lessons direct from
Tokyo,
also known as Tokyo. Get your daily dose of Japanese and Japan at JapanesePod101.com.
よろしくお願いします。
I talk about the world being controlled by a few people, a few interbreeding families going back to the ancient world that are behind all this vast change in the Orwellian society that's...
turned into this? Are you saying the president would have been hit by three bullets instead of two if Connolly had not have turned into that shot? And Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover, says that's exactly correct, Mr. President.
This path of looking down it and finding, hey, there's a little bit more here than just accepting whatever the spin is on the news station you're watching.
And I guess I should just focus more on the whole political correctness and what's behind it issue.
I freaked out because I thought it was
fine. Yes, on the board, okay. Have we, in effect, created our own worst enemy? That is... a troll that thinks.
Only one website delivers more than 1,000 podcasts from dozens of conspiracy theorists. AboveTopSecret.com.
Your iPod will need a tinfoil case.
Relentless, I just listened to your podcast here. And just a couple things I want to share as I was listening to you. These thoughts came into my head.
It gets better.
Do tell.
Every day at AboveTopSecret.com, we have people come on and they make preposterous things sometimes.
Think you know what's going on in the world? Well, think again. Here's someone who's going to tell you different. It's the Conspiracy Hour with Nurki.
Hey, this is The Conspiracy Hour at nettalkradio.co.uk, 8 to 9 p.m. Saturdays GMT. Also simultaneously podcasted at AboveTopSecret.com. Any links that I refer to in this show for April 15th, 2006 can be found at blog.myspace.com/Nurki, that's N-R-K-Y, and I am your host, Nurki, the token crazy Australian. Well, this is the second half of the show for April 15th, 2006, and because I've been neglecting them a little bit lately, I'm going to play a fair few of the AboveTopSecret.com member podcasts for the past couple of weeks, starting off with my Conspiracy Podcast Challenge, which is a challenge to all the podcasters and frequent members of AboveTopSecret.com to see if they can come up with a 10-minute or at least 10-minute podcast on a conspiracy that hasn't already been podcasted on, with at least 5 references and differing viewpoints. Well, here's the podcast for that one. G'day, this is Nurki with the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. In this podcast, I'd like to set a challenge to the rest of the AboveTopSecret.com podcasters. I would like to see some more conspiracy podcasts at ATS. There's been a fair few number of comedy and humour and BTS general discussion podcasts. However, on the conspiracy side of things, it's been rather lacking. I'm not really after quantity, but I'm after quality of conspiracy theory podcasts. So what I would like to see is as many of the ATS podcasters come out with a podcast that they can do and have at least 5 references and have at least 10 minutes on the discussion of the podcast with more than one person's view. By more than one person's view, I mean that they will have references and quotes from at least 5 different sources and not just showing their own opinion on the conspiracy theory that they're discussing in their podcast. And I wouldn't just like to see someone do a 5-minute response to an existing podcast thread. I would like to see bring up completely new, different conspiracy theories and ones that haven't already been previously brought up in the conspiracy theory podcast feeds for AboveTopSecret.com. I don't want people simply rehashing old conspiracy theory podcasts. I want people bringing up completely new and different ideas for podcasts to bring in the conspiracy theory feeds at AboveTopSecret.com, because ATS podcasting seriously needs some new blood and some new ideas. I do the Conspiracy Hour every week, which is an hour worth of me waffling about totalitarian tiptoe and some random alien and UFO stuff. But I'd like to see someone else bringing in some more conspiracy theory podcasts. I don't want to be the only guy at ATS that's bringing in new conspiracy theories. I'd like to see some other people doing it, and hopefully the admins can help us out with this conspiracy theory challenge and maybe give some extra points or, you know, a customized avatar or something, or, you know, something special for the people that bring out new conspiracy theories and can start up new conspiracy theory pod threads. Well, this is Nurki signing out from his ATS podcast conspiracy theory challenge at the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast feeds. Infinite global consciousness. The next podcast for AboveTopSecret.com for this week is titled There Is No Spoon by Sophronia, one of the newly regular podcasters at AboveTopSecret.com. And this one was also in the Conspiracy Theory Podcasts feed for AboveTopSecret.com.
What's up, ATS? This is the SAF Sophronia with a member podcast that doesn't quite have a name yet. There will be a name for those who may podcast after me. I will think of something, please believe. But right now, I don't have a name for this podcast. It is a podcast about illegal immigration. I haven't really participated in the threads because I'm a little uncomfortable about the way I feel about illegal immigration. And I guess I could give a little background because for a time I lived with my brother, and I finally got my own full-time job. Up to that point, I was only working part-time, and I got a full-time job, and I had money, and so I was able to get an apartment, and everybody was like, don't move over there because that's where all the Mexicans live at. And so I was like, screw that. This is my first place by myself, you know. So I was like, I don't care about that, you know. I don't care about living around Mexicans. And when I moved over there, it was great. You know, you walk in and it smelled like Little Mexico. You know, you could smell the food cooking, the beans and rice, and you could hear the music. They play their music, you know, real loud, like we do, like, you know, anybody does, you know. So it was great, but then, you know, you also had like those that hung out all day drinking Corona, doing blow, and fighting and shooting at each other, and all kinds of crazy things were going on over there. So I had I moved away from there like in 6 months. I had a year lease, but I moved away in 6 months because it was just too much, you know. And I came away with a kind of a negative view of illegal immigration, because everybody gets in, you know. It's not, there is no, you know, we don't get to decide who comes. It's the criminals and the hard workers, you know. They want to say, when they put it out there, which I'll get to that, how the whole situation has been framed a little bit later. But when they put it out there, they say it, oh, they're just here to work and support their families, and they're here for a better life. But not all of them are here for that. And just to say that, some people, especially here in the Midwest, and I think our situation here in the Midwest is unique from those on the East Coast and the West Coast, is because some of these people that come to the Midwest are fleeing incarceration, fleeing crimes that they've committed on the East Coast or on the West Coast. So when they get here, they're criminals. You know, we have the real bloody of the bloody here, you know. We've had so many, you know, where we had once where a guy ran over a little girl and then he fled. We don't know where the guy went. He's illegal. He, you know, there's no papers on him. You don't even know his real name. And here's this little girl dead, you know. So that's why I kind of have that negative outlook on the whole illegal immigration thing. Now to the debate that's going on right now, because I have to have these conversations with people now, because everybody's so upset about illegal immigration. And when they're talking to me about it, they'll say, oh, it's crazy, you know, we should ship them all back. And I'll say, it won't even matter, because there's not going to be borders. We're getting to a point in human history where borders won't even matter. There won't be borders. And they're looking at me like, oh, you're crazy, you know. But I have to have this conversation with you. And if I don't say it to you, how will you ever know? I think being here at ATS has given, makes us special, I think. Even if we don't hear everything that's on the border, and even if we read it, and or we hear it on a podcast, one of Nurki's conspiracy podcasts, or we hear something and we don't even accept it as the reality, at least we heard it. And then maybe if we see something, we can say, oh, okay, I heard something about that, I read something about that. But if I tell someone that I'm having this illegal immigration conversation with, if I say there won't be borders, and they've never even heard this, it just goes to show how blinded the media, how the media has blinded the people. And there is no alternative media for those who aren't seeking it. There's nothing in on television that's alternative. So we gotta get ATS on TV. Anyway, a little plug for the ATS TV show in the middle of Saffronia's podcast. Okay. But here's the thing with the whole newness of this illegal immigration debate, because we have this problem that's been hyped, and we have the reaction, which are the protests, and I'm just waiting for the solution. You know, this is classic problem reaction solution, I believe. And maybe there won't even be a solution or a conclusion, but the solution, maybe the solution is what they get out of hyping us all up, and everybody's up in arms, and everybody has an opinion, and everybody's voting on this or that, and they make you believe that maybe you actually have a choice as to how they handle this illegal immigration issue. You don't have a choice, people. There is no spoon. We don't get to choose. It's already been chosen for us. We don't get to choose. And if I say this, and I'm having this conversation, and I have to have these conversations now because everybody wants to talk about it. So if when I say this to them, it's like, ugh, okay, whatever, this is what I'm saying. They should just ship them all out. That, or they're just here to work, or whatever issue, whatever side of the issue they've fallen on, they want to stick to that. And I think it's getting into like the group think thing. I've heard that member podcast. I forget the guy. What is his name? Not Clever. Okay. Not Clever's group think. Okay, so we've picked a side. But it doesn't matter. You don't get to choose. This is not your choice to make. George Bush came out a couple weeks ago when the debate first started. He said, well, look, we have to have some sort of legalization, but we just can't call it amnesty. And I sat there like, he did not just say that. You know, he did not just say, well, we have to have legalization, but we just can't call it amnesty. Legalization is amnesty. I don't care how you frame it. Okay, people, he is not the idiot that you think he is. He's not the idiot that you think he is. Bush is an idiot. Bush is not an idiot. He is not the idiot that you think he is. He is not a dummy. He did not ride the short bus to school. Okay? That's the end of my podcast, people. There is no spoon. That's the name of this podcast, probably. We will see. You shall see when it pops up in that little purple box. Peace, y'all.
The next podcast for AboveTopSecret.com's podcasting space this week comes courtesy of Magic, one of the regular podcasters at AboveTopSecret.com, who has been taking a bit of a break lately because of other commitments in his life. So here's Magic.
And now, here's Magic. Yeah, hey friends, it's Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the BlowTopSecret.com member podcast network on the dreaded talk feed, the most popular feed in the Above Top Secret and Below Top Secret and politics at AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network. So, yeah, it's been a while. I figured, hey, I better do another podcast. Just going to keep my hand in, you know. Let's see. And, of course, this is Magic on Magic, where the topic is magic. And that's me. Ha-ha. How's that for a highly redundant intro? So, yeah, just sitting here. It's late at night. It's, let's see, about 4 a.m. on Thursday, April 13th, 2006. And as usual, I'm sitting here glued to my computer, just totally hooked on ATS, getting out there, having fun. I've been a moderator now for about 3.5 weeks, and I know everything now. Huh. Yeah, new mod syndrome. Really, really bad. So, and actually, I guess I could probably do another moderator monologue, too, just to, keep the franchise going there. But, yeah, you know, I've been having a lot of fun on ATS and just totally plowing in there. I'm sure I'm going to have to unplug now, though. I just, you know, weather's getting nice. You know, the spring's starting to get nice and green. And here in Nevada, when it gets like that, weather starts to get nice, I got to hit the road and just go out and, enjoy the countryside, maybe do a little camping or something like that. And kind of break out, get rid of the cabin fever and enjoy the great outdoors and the open road. And we got plenty of that here in Nevada, let me tell you. But so there's that. And so if I disappear without warning for a few days, that's probably what that is. It's either that or the aliens or the government got me. You know, you decide. Let's see what else going on. Still, it's not kicking out the music. You know, I think I need to kind of get like, you know, I think I need to take a break, unplug a little, get out and hit the road. And then when I come back, I'll usually feel a little more inspired. And then maybe I can get some songs out. And, part of the issue is I've got all this new software and a new workstation, everything I'm still getting used to. And along with that, I'm becoming more of a perfectionist, which is just the death. If you want to get anything out, you got to get rid of the perfectionism. You just got to accept the fact what you're putting out. Well, I'm saying you, but I'm really meaning me. But getting back to you, by which I mean me. If you want to get any creative work done, you got to recognize, as George Tenet, the former CIA director, said, progress and perfection are forever at odds. So, I'll probably do that and maybe hopefully get some songs out. You know, I keep hearing them in my head, and I like these songs. I really want to be able to share them and just kick them out there. So hopefully that'll happen. Let's see. Of course, lots of fun and drama on ATS, and I'm a drama queen. I absolutely love it. And there are some threads on ATS that I'm just loving. Some of them I'm lurking in, and some of them I'm, you know, commenting in. But, and, you know, there's a push that's on to, you know, that, the admin said, you know, hey, let's take back the 9/11 forums. And, yeah, and, you know, I think I'll do a moderator monologue on that. There's some stuff that's just coming up that I'm seeing as a mod that I would love to just talk to my fellow members about and say, hey, you know, here's the dealio. And that's one of the things. It's so funny when I'm cruising through the forums. Everyone, it happens to me, it happens to everyone at some point. We tend to get kind of lose perspective and take this all a little more seriously than maybe we should. You know, we get all puffed up and, you know, we can't hear each other's voices when we're posting text. So someone will post a simple statement and we'll think they mean something totally different than what they actually intend to say. And, you know, mirthful and comedic situations ensue. But anyway, that's pretty much the dealio with me these days. Loving the moderating. This is out. It's just so much fun. I mean, you know, basically a moderator is a dedicated forum troll. It's like, yes, okay, Magic, you get out there and keep an eye on those forums and troll them, which is something I love to do. So, so for my fellow members out there that see me, and of course, oh, well, I'll save this all for the moderator monologue thing. Got to save some of that material, you know. And, hey, coming up on 5 minutes here, you know, I guess I should learn the edict of always leave them wanting more. So anyway, I just wanted to chime in and, you know, this has been Magic on Magic at BlowTopSecret.com. Shout out to my fellow ATSers out there. And, until next time, be well, friends.
Now, the next couple of podcasts are done by myself and Benevolent Heretic, one of the other regular podcasters at AboveTopSecret.com, and is in the comedy and humor feed, and is titled Ads for Churches of Completely Random Corporations. G'day, this is Nurky with the BlowTopSecret.com member podcast. I was doing a little bit of reading on Church of Scientology, and I have come to the conclusion that they are simply a corporation who has decided to put the name Church at the start of their title. They're not really a religion, they just like to have the name Church at the start. Well, I can think of some corporation names that have religious names at the start of their titles as well. And I'd like to start with some commercials for those. Hello and welcome to Chapel Starbucks. And then I came up with, welcome to McSynagogue, may I take your pork-free order today? And I also came up with, thank you for calling Cathedral of Lent Proprietary Limited. Sorry that our staff cannot take your call today, but we are abstaining from work for 40 days. And last but not least, I came up with, welcome to Ziggurat's Childcare Services. Please feel free to leave your firstborn at the front door, and please be certain to smear pig's blood on the top of your doorway so that we can locate your child easier. Well, this is Nurky signing out from a church of completely random corporate names in a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast.
Infinite global consciousness.
Hello everyone, this is Benevolent Heretic at BelowTopSecret.com. Nurky, that was pretty funny. I took your idea and applied it not to corporations, but to individual products. And here are some that I came up with. The Church of Imperial Margarine. Religion so good, it's fit for a king. Dun-da-da-da! And from the Church of I Can't Believe It's Not Butter, when you take communion, you'll be saying, I can't believe it's not Jesus. And the Ministry of the Secret, made for a woman, but strong enough for a man. And how about Chunky Church? You'll be tempted to use a pitchfork. Oh, God, I know my sense of humor is a little bit off. And finally, the Cathedral of Almond Joy. Because sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Thanks for listening.
So, as you can see at AboveTopSecret.com, we don't only talk about conspiracies. We also like to have a little bit of fun and have a rant. But unfortunately, we do need some more conspiracy podcasters at AboveTopSecret.com despite having tens of thousands of users, we still need more people to come in with new conspiracies and to start podcasting about them. So if you're up to Nurki's Conspiracy Challenge, go to AboveTopSecret.com in the podcasting section and try and find something to podcast on at AboveTopSecret.com that hasn't already been podcasted on. Well, it's probably about time that I bring this show to a close. So I'll be finishing off this show with a song titled Ambient Killer by Member McGurk from AboveTopSecret.com, posted to the Member Music and PodSafe Favorites section. Good night.